You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
The Midday Report with Mandy Wiener.
Let's walk the talk.
So while I've been on air, I've been watching out of the corner of my eye the Gauteng Premier David Makura. He's been holding a press conference. It's the Provincial Command Council giving an update on COVID-19 in Gauteng. So every week they have a meeting, the Provincial Command Council, then the Premier speaks. So Gamotso Modise, EWN reporter, has been watching that one for us. Gamotso in the studio now. What is David Makura saying about the state of play with COVID in Gauteng?
Well, Mandy, we are certainly sitting with a big problem in the province, and the Premier really not downplaying this at all, speaking about how we currently have 50,000 active cases in the province, and he says the infections are expected to shoot through the roof. We haven't gotten the last few people that are coming back from holiday, and once those people come back, the Premier says that we're expecting that the province should be sitting with way more active cases. He also says that we currently have a 30% positivity rate. Now that's from 6% in the first wave. Gauteng was sitting with 6% in the first wave, and now we've got 30% in terms of the positivity rate. And he says that really shows, you know, how fast the virus is moving in the province. And also, the highest daily infections in the first peak, Mandy, were about 6,500. Now we've surpassed that quite significantly. I think we're sitting at around 7,000 or towards 6,900. And he says that's a big problem, really, because it means that the province people are moving the virus quite quickly in the province daily, and we're seeing that in the numbers. He's advocated quite a bit for the staying under level 3 lockdown, saying that it's worked for us as a province. He insists that if we'd moved or dropped some of the restrictions, relaxed some of the restrictions, we'd be sitting with about a 90% positivity rate. And so he says that the move by the president is a good one, and the province should not relax currently. We are going to get more beds, which is great, but he says that more beds is not the solution to the problem, but the solution is the non-pharmaceutical interventions, as we've been seeing.
So worrying, the situation in Gauteng. Gamotso Modise, EWN reporter, giving us an update there on what David Makura has been saying, acknowledging just how scary the situation is, that we are on our way into a peak in Gauteng. The numbers here are very worrying indeed.